from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the podcaster who's here to read some silly stuff together. And I'm here to keep you company and take your mind off of stuff so you can fall asleep. So happy to be here in your ears. Really is my honor. This is a podcast that's a little bit goofy, a little bit silly. I go off topic. It does take some getting used to. It takes most people two or three tries to get used to this show because of a couple reasons. I'm here to keep you company and take your mind off of stuff, to make the deep, dark night less lonely while you fall asleep, to just be your friend, chattering away about almost nothing. And I do it because I know how it feels not to be able to sleep, and I want to help you if I can, because you deserve a good night's sleep. That's why the show is here, to cut through the loneliness, to take your mind off of stuff so that you could fall asleep, because you deserve it. You deserve a bedtime you could at least look forward to, or you could look forward to, or at least not dread like I do a lot of times. So I'm so glad you're here. What we got coming up is support. That's how the show, it's ad supported. So you can listen for free if you want, or you could pay to listen without ads. Then there's a long meandering intro, which is separate from the support, meant to ease you into bedtime. It's a show within a show. I don't want you to miss out on it, because it's a lot of people's only part of the show they hear. But it's really a part of the podcast and a part of the progression. And then we'll talk about, I'll read through a couple different magazines and stuff like that, and kind of compare and contrast some comedy magazines. And that'll be it. There's some thank yous at the end. So that's Welcome to Sleep with Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep. And these are the ways I'm able to do it for you for free twice a week. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, with just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answers to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody. It is time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the one part of the podcast I need you here. It's where I pop my peas, if you please. I thank the members of the Deep Dark Night United who went the extra step to support the show. And that's how we get to be here free, is these people that are taking action. And I really appreciate it because I know how many of you appreciate it because I've heard from you. So I want to thank Moses. Now, Moses and Moses' family, the Moseses, they went to helixsleep.com/sleep. They took the test multiple times because they got a Midnight Lux and a Twilight Lux mattress. They let Helix know about it. They let me know about it. So thank you, Moses and family, because we couldn't do it without people like Moses and Moseses. It's funny, I grew up knowing some Moseses. But anyway, thank you, Moses family. Except Moses is Moses' first name in this case. So I'm misusing my whatever possessives. But thank you, Moses, for supporting Helix. If you want to get on the Sleepy Supporter Zone, support a sponsor, refer people to the show, take some action, let me know about it, let the sponsors know about it. Fill out the form at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors, or just tag me on social media, and I'll try to thank you here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone, like Moses. Second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need right now. If you're having a tough time, there's links to resources, including international resources you can connect with right now. It's about being a part of positive change, not just saying Black Lives Matter, not just saying support Ukraine, not just saying stop AAPI hate. It's taking action, learning more. There's links to resources you could do that because we're part of a lot of different communities here. And I know it's not an easy time right now for anybody. And one of the organizations we're supporting is Hand in Hand. I heard about it from Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and I'd love it if you join me in supporting Hand in Hand directly. You could either Google it or you could use the link in our show notes, and I'll just read this one statement from Hand in Hand. Raising children to see the humanity in one another is the only way to change our world. It is the only path to ensure that our collective fate be one of safety, peace, and equality for all. So get over there, learn more about Hand in Hand, and support them. Mr. Bart, a lot of people work hard on this show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Posterson. Sounds like an earful. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes too. Carl W. The Legend. Also edits episodes. Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer. Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bart. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. Don't forget, sign up for our referral program. If you prefer to listen to Sleep With Me ad-free, you can earn ad-free months by referring people to the show. Just sign up at sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer. And what do you say, we slow it down and get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it the bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'll do the rest. I already forgot how to introduce my own podcast. Well, I'm Sleep With Me, podcast that puts you to sleep. I forgot how this intro goes. I don't know why. My mind just blanked. Welcome to... Are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble? I'm sleeping. Podcast. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. You could do those things. You don't really need to, but it's just like I've said it. I've been doing the show for 10 years, so it's kind of just one of those things. You say that's all. Like, I'm going to take care of the rest. It means I'm going to be here to keep you company while you fall asleep. But I forget which comes next. So turn out the lights, press play. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. It could be thoughts on your mind, like things you're thinking about, like thoughts about the past, the present, the future. So thinking thoughts. It could be feelings, anything you're feeling like emotionally related to those thoughts or feelings that are just coming up for you. It could be physical sensations. It could be changes in time, temperature, routine. You could be going through something. You could have something coming up. Whatever it is, you know, work shifts, like school shifts, there's a lot of stuff that keeps us awake. And it's different every time, kind of. And sometimes it's consistent. And the only reason I list a bunch of stuff is really the importance of the show is to let you know you're not alone. And I know that this is digital and it's para or whatever. Doesn't come with any paracord. When did everything start coming with what? I get the general idea of paracord. I don't know if you ever like go to buy something and they say, well, you know, we also have a version with paracord. I don't even know what I was trying to buy the other day. I think it was a zipper pull. I'm almost positive. Talk about something that'll keep you up at night. Like for people that can't sleep, I was on a plane and I was zipping up my backpack and I was, of course, my backpack was overstuffed, cause I have like the, so, I thought you were going to put me to sleep. Well, this may put you to sleep, but it may be relatable. And then I'll get back to point one of why I make the show, but like, so I've had this backpack for over 10 years, I think. I didn't even think about that. I always think about replacing the backpack, and then I say, no, it's doing just great. It doesn't have a water bottle holder. It's its only flaw, and now it needs a zipper pull. I mean, when did we start needing zipper pulls? They are handy, back in my day, we didn't have zipper pulls. The zipper did just fine. I didn't think if I've become that person now. And when I was a kid, we just pulled the zippers with our fingers. But someday somebody will be saying, well, you just pulled on the zipper pull. You didn't need paracord. Okay, so the zipper pull broke. They have a laptop thing, a sleeve, I think they call it, right? But, you know, not for Scoots, because I have the laptop that I edit and produce the podcast on. Then I have in my backpack at this point, I had three notebooks, one for the TV show recaps, one for the written episodes, and then a spare notebook. Then I had some reference material for the episodes I'm writing. Then I had old broken iPad that I used to watch the TV show recaps. And then I always think about replacing that too. And I say, well, why? Like, it's just going to it still works just fine. It actually works better because then I don't have to worry about breaking the iPad. So I had old broken iPad, but probably a plethora of pens, then a bunch of crumbled up papers, you know, unidentifiable crumbled up papers. And then my Kindle, for personal, for my bedtime wind down. And of course, the backpack said, please. And then I was pulling on the zipper pull and the zipper pull broke. And then I rarely do I follow through. I said, when I get home, I'm going to need a new zipper pull because I don't want to, I don't want to replace this backpack. I could just get a zipper pull. And then I went into the world of the short-lived part of the world of looking for zipper pulls. Talk about, there's another rom-com that'll never be made, or coming-of-age story, looking for zipper pulls. Oh, what's looking for zipper pulls? It's kind of like, remember Little Miss Sunshine? There was an obscure character in there, or is it more like Waiting for Guffman? I don't know. We haven't decided yet. Great idea. Looking for zipper pulls is like Waiting for Guffman too. You're right. But so I found searching for zipper pulls. I said, okay, never. I really said, never mind. Because when I finally found one, I said, that looks interesting. There was 40 was the quantity they were sold in. And I almost bought it, but I said, well, okay, we know how this is, then I'm going to have 38 zipper pulls moving around my apartment, in different piles and slowly spilling out of the bag that came in. And then I'll have a few in my vacuum, one on my foot. So then I noticed that some of the zipper pulls came with paracord. And I said, what is this paracord? It's every, you hear it and it says, oh, this is going to be the thing that, you can use it, in situations where you need it. And I say, I just need a single, well, I don't want to overpay for a single zipper pull. And it doesn't make sense to have it shipped, just one zipper pull. But zipper pull is a nice thing to say, zipper pull. If you say it all together, it doesn't sound like zipper pull. Zipper pull. So there you go. Who's your favorite superhero? Zipper pull. Oh, great. What's your favorite ice cream? Zipper pull. Oh, yeah? Really? Whereas if you could go to one place on Earth to visit, where, zipper pull? Oh, yes. Was that? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's great there. What are you making? What dish are you bringing to the potluck? Zipper pull. So it could be the answer for everything. Fictional answer for everything. Zipper pull. Now with paracord, but why do I make the show? Because you do, is that what I was saying? Oh yeah, whatever's keeping you awake at night, I want you to know you're not alone. A lot of us have been through something similar, or we could relate to how it feels. Even if I haven't been through what you're going through, there's someone out there listening who has. And we all believe you deserve a good night's sleep, enough sleep so your life is more manageable. And that you could be out there flourishing. That means our world's going to be a better place. We know how it feels, and you deserve a good night's sleep. That's why the show exists. And what I do is I send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, and superfluous tangents, which means I'll go off topic. I went off topic about paracords, and then I went off topic about zipper pulls. And then I think I saw, I created a new way to use a word for a new soothing word, zipper pull. I mean, I know some of you are saying it and you're saying, yeah, that makes me feel kind of good. Zipper pull. It just puts me in a mood slightly above neutral. Zipper pull. How are you feeling? Zipper pull, zipper pull, zipper pull. Ah, yeah, Masamenos? Oh, no, zipper pull, a little zipper pull. Okay, so lulling, creaky dulcet tones, pointless meanders, and superfluous tangents, all to keep you company and take your mind off stuff. This show is really something to get used to at first. When you first get here, you may be skeptical, doubtful, irritable, fed up, because if you're like the regular listeners and me, you've been trying to find something to fall asleep for years. I mean, the reason I started the show. Back when it was how come there's no, you can make a podcast about anything and there's sleep audio, but there's nothing to put me to sleep that I would that feels like strange, like me, like somebody I'd want to call and just have talk to me. So that's why I started making the show. And it takes some getting used to, because you may have expectations of what would a sleep podcast would be. And this might not be it, or you might just be frustrated and looking for something. And if you never like me or the show, that's also fine. Go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/no thank you. There's tons of other sleep podcasts on there. You still deserve a good night's sleep. So, and you also don't have to let me know why you don't like the show, because I've been doing it for 10 years. I just want you to find something to put you to sleep, empower you to get the rest you need, even if this show won't work. But for most people, listen to the show 2 or 3 tries. If you're going to, that's what a regular listener, I don't know, that's a feedback I get from regular. It took me 2 or 3 tries and I realized, oh, I get it. Zipper pull. Okay. Like they say it with their, they palm their head and they say, oh, finally a zipper pull. And so just see if that affects, you know, there's, you got nothing to lose really. And this is a show you don't really listen to. That's the first thing that can be hard to adjust to. Oh, it's a podcast. I don't consume it passively, but almost passive. Oh, zipper pull. It's also, there's no pressure to fall asleep. This is a podcast that doesn't really put you to sleep. I keep you company and take your mind off of stuff over here where I am so that you could fall asleep. You could just kind of listen to me. I'm your friendly voice talking, your boyfriend, your boar bay, your boar sib, your boar bud, your boar bestie, your neighbor, your boar burr, your boar bee. I don't know. Yesterday I had a different one. Your zipper pull, like you say, oh boy, that doesn't have boar in there, but zipper pull. So, I'm here to be your friend in the deep, dark night while you fall asleep, or if you can't sleep. That's why there's no pressure to fall asleep. That's why the shows are over an hour, plenty of time. I'm going to be here, and there's 600 episodes for free. There's 600 episodes that are ad-supported, so you can listen for free whenever you want. Or pick and choose. You say, oh, this style doesn't work for me, but this style does. And that's why we alternate the styles of shows. Every third episode is a different style of show. TV recap, like a written story, or kind of a more improvised or essay style one, which we call Trending Tuesdays. So those just kind of see how it goes. But I'm not really here to put you to sleep. I'm here to enable you to fall asleep. So those are two things. The other thing that takes some getting used to is the structure of the show, which is very intentional. Show starts off with a greeting. Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. So you feel seen and welcome, and you say, I could maybe check that show out. Then there's a support, so the show can be optional to pay for, free to listen to. Then there's a long, meandering intro meant to ease you into bedtime. And it is a show within a show. You don't want to miss out on it because it's a transition period. Like, that's what, one of the things I've found that I need, and that most studies say, is having a transition period, a wind down time, is what really works. So just kind of see how it goes. But like, if you decide, there's 2% of people that start the show at 20 or 30 minutes. Or 20, 25, or 30. So if you want to become one of those people, but at first try the intro because it's meant to ease you into bedtime. And maybe there's like about that same percentage of people that fall asleep right away. We're happy for them. But for most people, it takes some easing into bedtime and maybe get listening as you're getting ready for bed or doing some other chill activity or wind down activity or relaxing or getting comfortable. So just kind of use the intro like that, easing you into bedtime. Then again, there's support. So the show's ad supported, so it can be free or paying for it, can be optional. And then we'll have our bedtime story, which tonight will be contrasting three different comedy magazines from about two different eras. Because originally I had done an episode about Mad Magazine, and then I found this other magazine I didn't even know about, and then the other magazine cracked. So we'll do that, and then there's some thank yous at the end. So it's a structural show. It's why I make the show. I'm really glad you're here. I work really hard at your internet strive. I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks for coming by, and here's how we're able to do it for you for free twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. All right, but this is Scoots here, and this is kind of an episode picking up. We did a Mad Magazine episode where I kind of talked about my history with Mad and Cracked magazines. And I've been trying to find used ones of these where I can, where it's like they're not super overpriced. It was hard for me to find Cracked, to be honest, and I had to overpay for one issue of Cracked. It claimed it was collector's edition, but it's definitely, as I did take it out of the plastic, and it's not in collector's, so it's fine. But right now I have I didn't realize there's also this other competitor that Marvel made for a time. So I have an issue of Cracked, an issue of Kreza, the magazine that dares to be dumb. I never heard of it, that I know of. An issue of Mad that's very old, I believe, though it could be, I don't think it is, but maybe it is. So the Cracked is from October of 1989. The Karazai is from the Marvel one is from August 1981. And if this is correct, this Mad is from 1959 in July. So let's look at the covers. It's interesting because the Cracked one, even though it's from 1989, the cover is very, looks very new. And Cracked has, I forgot the name of the person with the painter's cap, who's their kind of, we'll figure it out though. But this one is one of the DC heroes from the nighttime, that the wing flapper. So I guess 89 was when one of those movies came out, the Michael Keaton ones. I don't know if it was the first one of the, so it goes, Cracked goes wing flapping. It was $1.49. This was issue 248, and they put a spotlight on the Dark Knot, K-N-U-G-H-T. And it shows a smiley face projection and our Dark Knot. And it has a couple other lead things. And then also a parody of a movie that I can't even believe came out. Kraza was 75 cents. And it has a movie. It has a satire of the movie Popeye. So Popeye is in the center, and then olive oil. Popeye played by Robin Williams, olive oil played by, holy cow, why does the name escape me right now? But, y'all remember, Shelley Duvall. And is that right? And then, there's like Popeye's and olive oil's child, and Popeye is flexing Popeye's gigantic biceps, and smoking a pipe, and then on the Mad Magazine, it shows Edward E. Newman and Uncle Sam, because it's a July issue. And that was 25 cents. It was issue 48. Okay, then let's look at the back covers. We'll start with Mad has a fake advertisement presenting the bill. Great moments in feeling better. And it's advertisement and billing for helping you feel better. Wow, that's really, so that's funny. It has people, like someone in bed and they're feeling better, and then their family, and they're all looking at the bill together. And then, it's funny that that was in 1959. And then Karazai has a fake order on the back cover, like a toy set for camping in non-ideal conditions, Schlocko, $8.95. You could send it, it has an order form. But I wonder what would have happened if you ordered it. Imagine the fun. And you get a ton of other stuff. I mean, maybe it actually send it to you. No. 3 months supply of food for $8.95 a tent. Yeah, and then even like a all-purpose vehicle. And then on the back of the Cracked, it has a portrait of the Jokester from the Dark Knots, but this it's called the Jerker. And then it has a frame. It actually has their lead character dressed in different, like a film, like poster frame. Happiness, patriotism, science fiction, sports, peace, science, humor. Our mascot by Bill Ray, literature, ballet. Okay, so that's interesting. Okay, so Krause is the first one. I never even heard of this. It is a Marvel. I don't know if you can get it. And the inside front cover has a comic strip of vehicles, like rich people traveling. Like someone like from the movie Succession, and how like they're so important, but they really don't do anything other than guess. And then on the back cover, inside cover, is page of stuff. Michael Carlin's page of stuff. It's a hoot. It just has like a Webster dictionary, a plumber, so a bunch of different like little comics that are funny. And then on Cracked, the inside cover is more with the theme of, but it has the Wonder Boy. And the Wonder Boy has moved on from the Dark Knot to somebody else. And then on the back cover is a comic of the Dark Knot driving Vic Martin. Oh, and it's more of like them having their varoom, the sound effect. And on Mad Magazine, the inside cover is stuff, something, nicotine delivery system, Oasis, AWASIS, though. So nicotine delivery system. And then on the inside cover is an ad for Mad Forever, a book. It's the second hardbound deluxe issue, written by introduction by Steve Allen, 124 pages of articles. So second Mad anthology. Okay, and then Stanley Presents Krause, the magazine that dares to be dumb, volume 1, number 77. And it has different, it's very much laid out like the one you'd expect from Mad Magazine. We'll see if it's Cracked as the same. But yeah, it has like a bunch of sections. Okay, Cracked, though, is laid out a little bit more comically than Krause. So Cracked has a bunch of pictures. They always have pictures for what's in there. And then the list of the people involved, and then the contents. Sylvester is there. And this is a Cracked is by DC Comics. Maybe DC is just, it's dedicated. Okay. And, of course, this is early Mad. I'm assuming it's not a gimmickly fake early Mad. Yeah, it has the same layout. The Krause is almost the exact same, but even Cracked has, like, the type on the left and pictures on the right. Though Mad is a little bit more descriptive. Okay, so let me just page through this early Mad, because since it was so early. So they have their letters from the editors. They definitely have, like, their internal house ads. Then they have comic strip heroes from real life, Conrad Hilton and his hotels, people from space, Prince Charles. So this is old. Prince Charles is a kid in this one. He's king now. So that's funny. What else we have? Nixon. I don't know if he was president. Yeah, other famous pop figures. And then they have articles for unknown organizations, including Alcoholics Unanimous. If you're going to drink, why don't I get drunk among friends? AU. And nobody understands the better than somebody else. Here's a place you can come. Nobody's going to try to make you stop. You become a confirmed. Join the only organization of active lushes in America. Home away from the saloon. Special field trips to bottle clubs, moonshine stills, and then they have a guide to diving, which might have been popular then. Oh yeah, you can just go under and get stuff, swim, meet whales. Then Don Martin department, so a comic strip, and then written by Sid Caesar. Sid Caesar will have a Rexall special on NBC, and one of his characters is jazz musician Progress Hornsby. Progress has progressed from cool to the frozen school of jazz. So I guess it's like a play, like a comic about Frozen Hornsby navigating the world of jazz fame. Then they have Bridge, the Aristocrat of Card Games, an anthology of bridge terms. This is by Bob Clark. And it's just like extreme emotional reactions to point count, calling bid, overcalling bid, response, finesse, counting, doubling, redoubling, putting your cards down hard and soft. Then one on separating suits, but it has instead of just cards like baseball cards and Monopoly cards. Then another Don Martin department with somebody hiking. Then a fake newspaper, The Daily Optimist, published by the Pollyanna Press. Older adults look forward to new home. Bosley, Skaggs, and Penelope moving into their new home, new adventure. They've been in the same house for 50 years, and now they're moving into a new house. Couple gets scores and goes on vacation. So this is funny. It's just a nickel. Weather fair and pleasant, seasonable. All news is good news. Yes, this couple, they're 50,000. They're going to Europe on the Queen Mary. Wife meets husband after 25 years. They hadn't seen each other in a while. Town gets tax relief. Miami man solves high cost of living. Hector Sedgwick revealed it cost him nothing when he moved in with a roommate. Somebody finds a lost penny. So this is very oniony. All jet airline. Hobbyist launches boat he built in the basement. 7, magic number for California man. Then they have songs for people at their work, mail people, garbage collecting, a GM assembly, Bell telephone operators march, the dentist march, the Kellogg's company song. It has the 3 pop, top, and snap, crackle, and pop, talking about selling Rice Krispies, stockbrokers, IBM workers, barbers. Then they have Perry Mason, when Perry Mason loses a case. Every Saturday night for the past 2 years, Legal and Sleuth Perry Masonment has outwitted DA Burgerbits, And maybe this time the other person will win. Then they have books by famous people, future books by famous people. Jack Parr, I Won't Cry. I'm Not So Nice, Perry Cuomo. Oscar Levant Plays the Joker. Oh, they have a book by Alfred E. Newman. Then they have one that's funny. Man, this stuff is kind of timeless. How You Look to Other People. So how you look to a newspaper, a salesperson, a dentist, elevator person, physician, your boss, your bartender, your waitress. So your waitress, it shows your order, two eggs sunny side up and bacon. Your fiance, your post person, it shows your mailbox, your car repair person, shoemaker, clergy person, manicurist, barber, your teacher, though, is Alfred E. Newman. Then they show how a television script is born. So this is interesting. I might have to read this. Whenever we see one of those three-hour-long TV dramas, we're thankful there's a place where people can see the works of talented American writers. Most TV nowadays are pretty sad. We ever wonder what happens to a TV script after the writer turns it in? Oh, so it shows the different people as they change it. The author, then the script editor, then the advertising agency TV director, then the ad agency, the sponsor, then the sponsor to the network vice presidents. Then graduation speeches somebody listened to. I think these are famous people reacting, but I don't know who any of them are. Then there's insurance for teens. This is like a game, blind date insurance, flunk insurance, make out allowance protection plan. Funny stuff, man. This is like Mad Magazine can be timeless. Then new fabrics, wash and wear, wrinkle-proof, stretch. Oh, wow. So this is predicting stretch fabrics. Wow. Maybe they were popular then. And then there's Don Martin, How to Play Croquet. Okay, so that's a run-through of what the structure of Mad. Then we'll go into Cracked, which is like probably, what is the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. So 38 years later. Okay, so first they have a comic strip about the Dark Knight to the rescue, but it's a twist on that. Then they have, well, this is 1989, Harried with Children. So it's a comedy about the show Married with Children. I don't know why it's Harried, though. Disney Channel. But it's about the show Married with Children. Then things that didn't make the Dark Knot's utility belt. A scooper for picking up after your dog. Something for stopping people jaywalking. A movie. Something to detect if someone is watching an R-rated movie. That's so funny. Not kidding. It says age 16. This is an R-rated movie. A trash can to see if people don't throw their garbage away. That they don't throw in the garbage can. A squirt gun. To put out people enjoying nicotine indoors. Like this one. Video sensor device for people that are using a VCR to illegally tape a TV movie. Even back then, they were worried about that. Okay, what else? Grease capsule for if they're getting chased. Then their library. By people like Dirty Harry. Manual for classroom monitors. How to call teachers' attention to people not following the rules. People changing their report cards, spitballs, how to monitor other classroom monitors, overdue library book people, People who remove mattress tags, parking violators. Okay, then I think both Krazai and Cracked go into, like, photo stuff, which Matt, I don't think, had very many photos, or if any, like National Lampoon's did. But so this is the photos of the Dark Knot with funny, so kind of like a meme. And Robin says, I've got to run in my tights. Then there's a, we're supposed to dance together. There's, oh yeah, Jack Nicholson's character advertising toothpaste. We got to leave it once. Our driving is showing an R-rated film. Oh, Nintendo. Batman's pretending to play with Nintendo. Then they have two people in striped suits running away from Batman. Then a fake classic rock. Does classic rock, so this is when people were over classic rock. Are you sick 40-year-old musicians making rock and roll for kids? Terrified about Phil Collins? I'm not kidding, this is what it says. Dinosaurs of rock. So let's see, who do they have? Oh, Jerry Garcia. They talk about MTV and VH1. Don't know who this person is. Okay. I don't know who any of these people are, to be honest. Trying to, so it's just a little dated. Oh, wait, there's Bob Dylan. Okay. And David Crosby, I think. Beach Boys. Oh, and there's Dick Clark. Okay, then we have Comic-Con Confidential. So this is Salute Comic Book Conventions Everywhere. So Comic-Con was in Artie's 20th anniversary in San Diego. And that was in 89. So 69 would have been the first year. So they have Comic Mom of the Year. Somebody collecting comics, Captain Cologne comics, people giving heel prints instead of signatures, people, comic cartoonists people want to meet, Marvel comics, comic rack that discourages prolonged browsing so you can't read the comics for free. Okay, then we're back to what's hot and what's not with the Dark Knot. Also, they have like a little hidden comic strips in there. Robin sleeping, Robin's replacement, Jack Nicholson, but Cesar Romero not hot. Batman the song hot, but Prince the song not hot. I don't know about that. The movie hot, merchandising not. Oh, because a French toast holder, interesting. Then they have a comic from kind of the movie. Then they have their letters to the editor in there. Then different, like the Dark Knot Mobile and the Dark Knot Airplane. Peppermill can opener in the nose. Cheese grater in the turbine. Tail fin ridged with potato chips, carrot canopy, and so yeah, more jokes in there. Then we have Don Martin and the sounds of the Dark Knot. Snorful, snuzz, hafork, gluzzle, gogsle, gling, gling, gling. Whop, that's the sound. Okay, so Batman removing his mask. Or Dark Knot removing his mask, going to the top of a building, fwiff, 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 gawk, zing. The Jerker getting ready at the end of the day, gluck, bloit, must be an easier way. Just shine, that's him shining his teeth. Dark Knot at a fancy dinner. using his ears on his hat to get some appetizers. Gestoink. Fuma, groom, gapash, thunboon, clean. That's when they take off without opening the garage door. Then another look at the dark knot just out on the town. Then they have Santa skater curb. I think this is like fake. This is a fake ad for Santa Cruz, but it's a Scotta curb skateboard ad. It's pretty extensive too. So we have a motorized skateboard with a V8 engine, turbocharged hydro, $899. Mower trucks, so you can mow the lawn while you ride your skateboard. Optional grass catcher, $1,295. Device, $39.95. Skid plate that makes sound effects, a slime ball gum, foam rubber brushings, skate sweat spray on, a whoopee cushion, what else we got? A fake dog do. Top 40 Skate Hits Volume 2. Papa's got a brand new board. I skate good. Skate till the midnight hour. Skating after midnight. Blue suede, like a Betty. James Bond oil distributor. Glass trucks that'll break every time. Looks like metal, but wait. Wacky bearings. An ollie thing to make you jump. Like a 975 for like a kind of thing where you, like, would you use a radar detector? What else? Electric helmet, low rider jumper, ice wheels for when you're on ice, turn your skateboard into a guitar, $1,295, fake ice cubes with flying friends in there. 120-mile airboard, slime ball accelerator, hand making a middle finger with mouth. So, yeah, that's just some stuff in there about Santa Curb. I think that's it on this one, the Skater's Bible Encyclopedia, Poser's Encyclopedia of Skate Terms. No wannabe should be without it. I could go around without ever skating, and 15,000 entries, including shocks, spracks, suchi, squalor, do it, cruncher, hoodad, splorable, a lot more that I can't read. Okay, and then this one what if Bruce Payne did not become the Dark Knot? Okay, so this is a story of Bruce Payne, P-A-Y-N-E, looking out his window, meeting forest friends. Who could have taken over? Maybe he could have been, helped with, finding puppies that needed parents. Or maybe he would drink milk from a saucer. Or maybe he would become a human skunk or work at a theme park doing character meet and greets. Or become a butterfly, a caterpillar to a butterfly. Or laugh at people's jokes, eat wood. What if he had was porcupine? Oh, instead of the Dark Knight, the porcupine. Oh, so I see. Okay, here's sequels. The Dark Knot versus the Hydrant. Cold Water. A squirt in movie. The biggest squirt. You know, Facing the Brigade, PG movie, plenty gushy. Starring Rutger Schauer, Wet Midler, Farrah Fawcett, Squirt Reynolds, and Claude Rains. What about The Dark Knight versus The Vacuum? Tries to vacuum up money. Super Sucker. Even borrows Batman's outfit. I thought this was a family magazine. He is wearing stuff. Can he come clean in the end? Debris Reynolds, Dust Hoffman, Dirk Borgade, McLean Stevenson. What about the baseball players? A combo, baseball one and baseball two. Bat, his hickory nemesis, Warren Batty, Homer Sharif, Christopher Walk, Sigourney Weaver. Oh, Sigourney Waver. Oh, these are funny. Versus the Microwave, George Burns, Heat Williams, Rhonda Flaming, and George C. Scorch. The video, VHS machine, Telly Savalas, Carol Channeling, Tube Hunter, Knob Reiner. Reebok, the Reeboker. This is a giant Reebok. I'm not kidding. I'm not making this up. Archfoe, the biggest heel in Gotham City, booting the law. Terrence Stomp, Nike Nolte, Frank Converse, Ked Nelson, Benny Heel. Then there's a show, like some sort of TV parody of a show. I can't figure it out, even what show it is. Looks like John Travolta's in it, but it doesn't look like a show I've ever seen before. Then there's more stuff about Robin versus Batman. Interview with Robin. And, okay. Oh, Wonder Boy. They call him Wonder Boy. Oh, no, I want to be called Robert. And throws darts at the Caped Crusader. Is talking to somebody, then goes and works at this is like his backstory. Oh, because his name was like Dirk Grayson, I think. Then he meets Bruce. Then he goes in the car. Then they make shadow puppets, so that was that. And this one definitely was not collector's edition because the covers came off of both of it. Okay, and then this is the Stan Lee magazine, which I have not opened yet, so this is exciting. And Popeye's been on my list of films to rewatch. Okay, it starts off with letters to the magazine. I wonder if they're all jokes. It was also printed on Madison Avenue, or at least their mailbox was on there. Okay, and then Popcorn is his nickname in this one. It's amazing how someone could spend money on a movie music. Oh, it was a musical. But the songs weren't good, it says. We'll try it. So there was a Popeye movie, starred Robin Williams and Shelley Duvall. And I don't know who played Bluto. Is that who Batman's rival or Popeye's rival is? Okay, so they talk about taxes and his boat mumbling. There's a funny parrot. He says, I'm Popcorn, the sailor person. They say, okay, we're going to charge you for being a celebrity. He says, I can't believe this. Then he goes in a room full of comic book characters eating. Oh, I think Ned Beatty was in this as Popeye's, I don't know. So he goes and looks for a room. Then he meets salad oil. Instead of olive oil. And then he says, I want to meet my, he says, I'm looking for my father. Have you seen him? So I don't know if this is a plot of the movie. Then he meets the guy that used to borrow hamburgers. So it was another comic book character. I don't think it was in Popeye. But he says, I'd gladly pay you tomorrow for a hamburger today. Then they're at a like a pirate place singing pirate songs or, you know, ship songs. I think Popeye would, or popcorn would get irritable. Hamburgers. Well, instead of Pluto, it's Blotto. And then he says, hey, Salad, I found a baby in a basket. Let's call him, what should we call him? Popcorn. Oh, how about Sneak Pea? Because, oh, the baby's Sweet Pea. And Popeye turns into a superhero when he eats spinach. Or salad, in this case. And Blotto. Okay, so then he goes to the store and eats a bunch of spinach. And he shows up Blotto. And then he gets into trouble. And then they study him, but he finds out his father's a superhero. Then they have another cave people, like prehistoric people were a big thing in these ones. So this one's trying to make a turkey, part one. Then there's this character, Teen Hulk, which I guess is an ongoing thing with this. And Teen Hulk is, maybe that's the Teen Hulk before he gets his power. Yeah. Or is that somebody else? Oh, no, that's Teen, somebody else. They turn into a furry person. And, then he meets Teen Hulk, who's not very kind. He turns into a furry person. I guess chases Teen Hulk away. And then they all eat spinach. Then there's a National Lampoon's thing, which is like these picture comics, which were pretty funny. These are pre-memes, but I mean, now it's like a common, Fumfetti, they called them. So it's pictures, and then they put, like, somebody else puts quotations in there. So let's see. They go over to somebody's house for fun. Oh, Play It Cool. Oh, and they play with toys. So somebody goes over to, there's two adults playing with toys. I'm not kidding. And they play with a tea set, dinos, action figures. Then they read this magazine and play with like a aquarium, like a play aquarium. Kind of, it looks like it's in a dorm room though. And they said, did you ever notice how all mom and dad do is sit around and read? Oh, it's the parents of the kids. Okay. Okay, then we have Mother Goose's Rejected Nursery Rhymes. There's Mary growing Mary Jane. That's funny. Then Georgie Porgy has what they call the kissing thing, mono. Then Mother Goose flying. Little Boy Blue. Jack and Jill, went up a hill, and KSSING, patty caking, Humpty Dumpty, what about sausage and bacon, twinkle, twinkle, little star. Oh, it was about acne. How to reach the stars and acne and its cure. Then they show the adventure versus reality. So show somebody kind of like on one of those horse courses jumping over stuff. 16th year in a row, Peggy Simpson gets the championship trophy. But then they show that it's just somebody playing in the room. Then they have new inventions of modern science. Laser shaver. What is that one called? Berkeley, Soren Aiken, Teflon. Put Teflon things. Then hovercraft air shoes. somebody's at Coney Island speeding across the water. Then NASA and Space Invaders Laboratories taking a bath in space. Remember, like a bathtub in space. It's really what they're showing. It's like a globe. Then rubber helmets. Then for someone fishing who had too much to drink, who's sleeping from the ground, something to say, hey, wake up, a fisherman, 100% accuracy, voice-controlled betterfly casting rod to say, hey, you caught a fish. Then a ball, a beeper ball, which, so if you lose your ball at golf, you can find it. Instant breakfast ointment. Nutritionists from Battle Creek have announced a brand new breakfast cereal, Battle Creek's breakfast ointment. You smear it on your head or body. It'll give you energy throughout your day, absorb it through your pores. The Venice Institute of Surfing Technology, California Hot Tub Bird Bath. There's two birds in a hot tub saying, far out, mellow man. Then hens that lay eggs, they lay like eggs made out of material. So rayon, silk, cotton. Oh, then the Crazeye looks at a drive-in movie, and it's a swamp movie. So it has everybody's car. Someone's trying to watch some movie. Who goes to watch, driving to watch a movie? And someone else says, this movie's not very good, so let's go home. And then somebody says, I don't know about the acting in this movie. I don't like going to movies with you. Wow, this is harsh. I've seen this movie 6 times. I can't find the car. Those are kind of hippie people that are like out of it. And hanging out with you makes me laugh. Obnoxious burger. Let's play chase. The only thing in this trunk is a spare tire. Since when does a spare tire, have a full, since when are you having a full size? Oh, because people tried to sneak into the movies. The friend that got heartburn in Cleveland. That's the name of the movie. Then there's another one, prehistoric, Cenozoic Chuckles, they call it. Then another one with, like, songs, then another fake ad, Kinetic Kids. Or maybe this is about a comic strip. New improved, Kinetic Kids. Hey, gang. This is a lot of fun. We're getting, people don't necessarily like the mechanical aspects of optokinetic comics. So we're streamlining the whole thing. Oh, wait, so this is, I see. So these pages, there's a dancing page A and page B in between this, so you have to take those out and then staple them together. So one, cut out page A and staple over page B. Lift page A up and down. And it makes people look like they're dancing. Then they have another adventuring, scuba diving. A lot of scuba diving in these magazines. Then computer games. Did you ever try to... play a computer game. So there's one person plugging in like a mega computer. Then there's Pong becoming reality. Then there's someone driving a remote control car. They lose their tires. Then there's someone cracking some sort of computer game like they're nuts, like a nutcracker. And then there's a kid daydreaming of playing a video game. His parents are daydreaming of him being a chemist or a pilot. Then there's a video game store, and the parents want games, but the kid just wants a math game. And instead of using, they're all math-based games, but then the person has to count on their toes. Then there's a game where small friends are running on a hamster wheel to make the computer run. Then there's a kid playing chess versus computer. But they unplug it while they make a bunch of moves and then plug it back in. Then there's another supercomputer that's putting out like paper, like people holding hands. I don't know what that's called. Then there's another one that has, what is it called? Ventriloquist friend. A supercomputer with a ventriloquist friend putting on an act. And there's a couple other people playing, and they say bleep, bleep, bleep. But that's how they communicate. Then there's a scene from that movie where people are playing video games. Then there's a contest. If you think you can do better, put in a knock-knock joke. You could get a one-year subscription. Oh, then we have Howard the Duck versus the Vacuum Crew. Satire parody. So there's a vacuum. Howard says, what? So this is probably the Howard the Duck story here. Howard chases after this vacuum on a motorcycle. Howard seems to be working at a diner, hangs out with the vacuum, goes inside of it, and then breaks the vacuum bag. And then we just have to unplug the vacuum cleaners. And then there's fun pages, make-believe windbreakers. You can put your hands over your mouth or in your armpit in a library. Give your grandma a gift of a pin cushion, but make it from cheese. Let's see. When will President Reagan go bald? What year? 81, 82, 83, or 84? Here today, gone tomorrow. Big firm in the sky. Writing stuff on toilet paper rolls. Punchlines to jokes that don't exist. No smelling salts. They used cat food instead. What do you mean, mouthwash? I thought it was apple juice. Oh, then there's some musical stuff. 11th Hour Special. Behemoth Jack. So we got Queen, it looks like. Yeah, they call it Queenie. And they're singing. And another group, Bites the Dust. Then we have Dolly Parton and Elvis Costello singing together. No, I am not Elton John. Then more Silurian silliness. Then the Love Boar, which is the Love Boat. They have the Munsters going on the Love Boat. And I think maybe from the show Mr. Ed or the Monkees. Oh, the Monkees and Mr. Ed. And the actor from Burt Ward, I think. And let's see, a couple of people are taking banana dance lessons with banana peels. The Munsters are dancing. And then somebody else is talking to, what's Mrs. Munster's name? But I don't know who it is, some other celebrity. Maybe Coach? I don't know if this is too old to be that, I think, though. And then somebody, then Popeye, Olive Oil, and somebody else. Oh, the adult male who used to play Robin on the TV show. Then I don't know who that is. Oh, that's just the characters from the Love Boar. And, they're trying to hide out. So maybe this has to do with Popeye, but the Munsters and Popeye are working together. Oh, 'cause people are trying to take the Love Boat away, and then they end up at Gilligan's Island. And that's it for those three magazines. A little comparison run through. That's pretty fun. Hope you enjoyed it or slept through it or I just kept you company. Good night, everybody. Hey, everybody. This is Scoots. I want to thank the people that became patrons recently. Pierce, Emily, and Chloe. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Isabella, Lucy, and Vanessa. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Murray, Jesse, and Debbie. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Alexandria, Courtney, and Sarah. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Diana, Katie, and Jaspreet. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Grand, Trevor, and Lawrence. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. And Anna, Sierra, and Anya. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. This podcast literally is here because of people that support the show directly, like the patrons or people that support it on Apple Podcasts, the people that support the sponsors. But if you're not in a position to support the show, but you really care about it and you want to make a difference, you could just spread the word about the show, let people know about it. It's a huge way to help. And between the people that support the show or the sponsors or whatever Scoots is asking for up next, that's how we were able to grow the free archives or ad-supported archives to 600 episodes. So here's future past Scoots. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now, I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcast, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, and on Android you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had March is a bonus episode. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. that I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabolix, like, we're getting ready, big announcement, if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabolix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode 1 of that. That was the one we did originally. Then 1252 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's I put it at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right, and building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.